WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
People staying in the city shelter in Queens, where a Colombian asylum seeker took her own life over the weekend, say it's been inconsistent in providing resources for Spanish-speaking migrants being placed there. WNYC's Catalina Ganella spoke with residents staying at the facility.
Laura is a Colombian migrant who only shared her first name for fear of being identified by others who might know her. She says she's had to rely on a telephone translation service or a translation app on her phone to communicate with shelter staff and social workers. Laura says living in the shelter can be an isolating experience, since the staff enforces strict rules around socializing in the building.
No puede, digamos, nos encontramos en el pasillo y vamos a charlar, no nos dejan. Entonces le toca a uno así como en su soledad, en su encierro.
Other migrants staying in the shelter say they have to meet at the park across the street just to speak with one another.